Do it. Dee dee dee. Trust me.
Huh?
Trust me.
Yeah.
Y'all.
Ain't say.
You can't see here. Black little box.
It's fucking shelf thing. That was so stupid.
What's it?
Oh.
Means. JBL on the wall.
Move to meeting room and bring laptop. Laptop in hand. And suck the internet dry.
Ik doe op zich wel stoeltjes weg. Hij is niet altijd snel.
Laptop?
Nee, gewoon alles.
Oh, nee,
ja. Ik had echt nog een half minuut te wachten voor hier een site te komen waar ik een informatie moest houden.
Ja. Yeah. You should speak English.
Hello. Hello. Hello there, little friend.
Okay, welcome everyone to our next meeting. I'm busy writing and busy leading the meeting, but I've prepared a little presentations once again, or at least an agenda. I think the biggest part of the presentation will be on your side. We are here at the conceptual design meeting, which is hereby opened. Once again, I will try to write some minutes, which I just from the previous meeting placed inside our project folder, which was quite some typing. Today we once again have three presentations, if I'm right, and after that we will take a decision on the remote control concepts, and just as the last time we have 40 minutes to accomplish that. Okay, well, let's start with the first presentation, in the same order as last time. Well, take it away.
First of all, I'd like to accommodate some of those things. I elaborate some of the things I did. I elaborated on the concept. What should be said about the components, its properties, and what kind of materials should we use to make one of those remote controls. Well, first of all, I've subtracted some of the components that are used from what remote controls form. First of all, the case, the surrounding of the remote control. I would like to give you an idea of how I thought about
bootstrapping.
Sure, what's going on? Okay, the case is made from rubber, I suppose. That's one of the because when you use remote control, a lot of people will drop their remote control on the brake because titanium was also an option, but it's a very expensive material. Rubber is, I think, the best suitable material to use for our remote control. It's also possible to create fancy colors with rubber. Rubber makes it easy to let itself color. Titanium, you have to paint it, and with that, it's possible to scratch it or make it ugly. Rubber, the total piece of rubber that's used to make the case is the same color. So if you scratch it, it's still the same color. Perhaps it's a little bit damaged. It's a very strong material. I had an idea. It's single curved. Sorry, single curved. So it's two dimensional. I think it's best drawn. Green.
It's a color.
Bright color, fancy color,
new,
forward.
Okay. Let's make it black. Okay, I thought of an idea like this. And that's that. Also, it looks nice when it's on your table. So you get it doesn't lay flat down on the table, but it's stands.
What's a side view?
Side view, yes, a side view. So I'm not technically good at 3D modeling. It's just an idea I had. So it also looks nice when it's on the table. The graphical user interface and the buttons. We also thought about that already. I thought about the LCD touchscreen, which is easy to clean too. One of the great advantages of the LCD screens, just use some Clossex or another cleaning from some cleaning stuff. And it should be made of strong plastic, and it should be bright. Well, I already explained some properties of that material, and I think we have almost concluded about that. So this should be our button component. So that's all about the buttons. Batteries, we also thought about that already, will be chargeable with an option for a mount station, so you can put the remote control in the mount station so it charges itself up instead of plugging it in or something like that. Questions?
No. Just looking.
And they should be long lasting, not be empty in about 2 minutes or 30 minutes or 40 minutes of use. And next step is the chip, the component that makes or transmits the signal to the television. There was an option to use a rather simple chip, but I think because of our highly requiring requirements, there should be an advanced chip in it with also the ability to facilitate speech recognition, which unfortunately is still in a test phase. So there should be some more investigation on that side. My personal preference is, I also overheard in the last meeting that we should use our own business colors. That was correct, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think they are rather boring for use with rubber.
Oh well, business colors. I thought it was the slogan and the corporate image. So yeah, in
okay,
these colors.
Okay, they should be in mind.
But I don't think you have to make the entire thing in the.
Okay,
color.
So person says to have this.
It must be recognizable.
Okay, okay. Well, it's possible, of course. You could make
the
arm on top of the machine. So they are pretty boring, I suggest, because if the availability with rubber to make fantastic colors, and also in a lot of possible colors, so it's possible to make very fancy remote controls, which people will find their interesting, and will buy faster when they look the same old gray or black colors. As I said before, rubber is impossible to damage severely. Instead of, of course, you can break it when you break it. It's, for example, with a pair of scissors or something like that. But if you drop it, it's not broken right away. Instead of using plastic, hard plastic or titanium. And I personally liked the single curved remote control because it makes it fancy. Okay. Well, that's all about my findings.
Okay. Thank you.
I thought a little bit about the interface, how it should look. We determined that there will not be no buttons, but only an LCD screen, so I had to look on that. And the design is therefore based on what we just thought of. First, there are some new findings and new technology for speech recognition. And this is that you ask, you give a question through the device, and it answers you. And they already put this in a coffee maker. And so that you say, good morning, coffee maker, and it says to you back, good morning, Joe, or what's your name. This is an easy way to program that. You say record into the device, into the speaker, and then you say the question, and 3 seconds later you say the answer, and then when you say the question, it gives you the answer. Perhaps it's useful because people lose the remote, they can yell, remote, where are you? And then the calls or something. And perhaps we could implement that. And then I have to go out of the presentation because tried to make some kind of ID of how to do that, but I can draw, so don't make too much of it. I tried to the LCD screen. I thought at least the icon for the volume. I don't know if there's an icon for the program, but
no, just B.
Yeah. So and then the buttons above and below, the mute button also recognizable as an icon.
Where's the button for 2 digits?
I forgot that one. I thought I forgot something. and the numbers. It should be a bit larger, I think it's not really on scale and so forth. An options button, and I thought about the team text apart, because it's not really options, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Options is the settings of the remote and of the TV and that kind of good call the settings or something. But this is a bit how I thought. And yes, the somewhere in the remote, because you could more curvy the remote. Better in your hand or something. But microphone for the speech recognition if you want to implement that. And then if you press the options button, then you have an example of, and then you should get the other options. You could do with something like this. It's also I think we discussed earlier that older people don't really want to use these extra settings, and older people also don't really want to use this this kind of option use. So they want to use one button and then something happens, and not choose with this kind of. And you could put a scrolling device on the side of your remote, so you could scroll across these things. That was my
Oh, third.
Go Danny. Go Danny.
Team member. Witness presentation.
Something about trend watching. The trends from the past years, what people like, what the officers like, what other people liked, about shapes, colors, material and stuff. The method I use was, like I told, I watched the trends from the past years about colors, shapes, material they wanted from elder and young people. So we can keep that in mind for signing the device itself. Finds I made. The most important thing people liked last year was that the remote controls should look fancy. The second important thing that Google should be innovative, okay. Like the LCD screen is quite innovative, so that should be great medium for this. And the third thing is it should be easy to use. I think with only one menu for a button in general volume, it should also be enough for easy to use. Personal preferences for the young people, they liked fruity colors like banana yellow, strawberry red, and stuff.
Grass green.
Yeah, like that. The round shapes and soft materials like the rubber.
Mm.
Should be soft, it should be feeling spongy or some SpongeBob.
SpongeBob.
I fill it into a sponge.
Elderly people like colors which are being seen in the autumn, like. Wood, dark brown, a red, deep red and stuff. They like square shapes with round edges. And hard materials like wood, titanium, those kind of materials they like. This is a bit like the young people's like, the fully colors. Innovative, all the colors you see, the blue, the red, the white, the yellow and stuff. And then I personally thought the front side of the shape should be something for the users, like this or something. It's a bit like banana, and the color should be yellow or something.
Mm-hmm.
And for the elderly people, just plain bold, because we decided to have two kind of remotes, two designs, or was it two colors? Different colors, yeah.
Different
we should
colors.
Decide whether it's going to be with round shapes, I think, like, my colleague, you said, is that better or for the elderly people something like the iPod or something with round squares, simple but easy to use. So that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That
so for the older people, a more traditional.
Yeah, like the older, colors.
Maybe
you could change the colors. That was also the end. Don't know which shape you should take.
Colors. Yeah, I guess changing colors will be easier than
changing the shape of
the shape.
Remote control.
Perhaps you could find something in the middle.
Yeah.
Round but square.
Round corners but square, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe then both groups will buy it.
Yeah.
If you do it a square with round corners but a little in the middle or with
yeah, what do you mean? Kind of like
an
envelope.
Like this.
Yeah.
So it's a bit square, but it's also a bit more.
Kind of like a beer glass.
So,
yeah.
But then.
I know what you mean.
Same size.
It's also easy to have it, to put in your hand.
Yeah, but it's also how other remotes are shaped, so that's.
Yeah.
Perhaps that's a good thing, so that's easy to choose. People know the.
We'll recognize it as a remote
yeah.
control. What else on your.
Something like that. The autumn colors, like red, brown, they like wood a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Maybe we could give it like a wooden look or something.
Yeah. Kind of like old cars.
Yeah.
Old school style, Renaissance, medieval.
So
let's put it all together.
Those kind of things. So you see the big difference between the young people, fresh, exciting, and old people.
So that's easy to do with
boring.
The color, I think.
So color, sorry?
That's easy to do with the color.
Yeah, I think it's easier to do in color than in shape.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's
yeah,
otherwise you have to get different shapes, and colors is way easier than shapes. And material, yeah, rubber. Rubber is, like I said, young people like more soft materials and spongy ones, and old people like plain wood.
Yeah.
So we have to decide if we're going to use really hard rubber or soft rubber. Something between that.
Soft
also
rubber.
Yeah, but soft rubber, you can feel.
Yeah, I know.
I don't
think you should have to mold it.
No, or
it shouldn't be
nice. No, but you have to do like a eraser or something. That's a bit you can press it in, or something harder.
Mm.
Bit like this kind of rubber.
Yeah, something like this. Yeah.
Quite hard.
Yeah, it's quite hard, but you can press it in.
Yeah.
It feels kind of spongy.
Spongy.
Hmm.
Something.
I don't think it's wrong.
No.
So we need a spongy figure.
Did you have something?
We're going to invite SpongeBob. Maybe he can.
So
ding
we ding. Should first decide about shape, I think.
Yeah,
which
I think it's
a
better thing to do.
Then you can fit the LCD screen in it and can decide.
I also can't help but notice that you used you had a remote control, but it had
the LCD screen was rather small.
Yeah,
I don't think the LCD screen should be
like
your size.
Yeah,
but I think it should be larger.
Yeah, three quarter of the.
Yeah, three quarters. So you don't have to put your.
Yeah, but it won't get that small when the LCD screen is.
So when you can just kind of like this,
mm-hmm.
or should it be larger?
Larger, I think.
Larger, because you want to put your hand.
But
yeah,
if
you
now you can put your hand there, and then you won't touch the screen.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
best.
True.
But not on the screen because.
Yeah, that's
an idea. Looks a bit
because
like a Game Boy now.
Yeah, but if you make the LCD screen as large as the remote control itself, you always get some.
You always touch it.
Yeah.
It's
going to be very greasy and stuff.
But it won't get that small because you have how much? 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 buttons on the screen.
Yeah.
1, 2, 0.
You don't want it
to
too small. How large?
You have to. Because some fat people with thick fingers don't press three buttons at the same time.
Well, if you want to make it international, Japanese people get a rather small hands.
Yeah, true, but yeah, we have the zoom option, right?
Zoom option, oh yeah, of course, yeah. You can make it larger with accompanying a greater field to push the button.
Yeah.
And we won't include a pen or something to point, huh? We won't do it with our fingers,
yeah.
Right?
Your fingers, yeah.
You
can
lose
a pen.
Yeah, but I think
pen,
people
yeah,
want
yeah,
to
you
use a remote with their fingers.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
they're
yeah,
used
yeah,
to that.
If they think it's handy to use a pen. Yeah, I think this is a good size for a screen. I don't know how large the actual remote should be. But
and maybe we have to add a tissue to remove the grease from all that.
Yeah,
you can
do
whatever,
any
soft
flow. Yeah. Okay, well maybe if I can interrupt you, maybe I should show some points on which we should take a decision.
Sure.
So we can discuss these points. There are those points. Energy question mark. How should we supply things with energy? How are we going to do a separate docking station and put accuracy in it? Chip on print and case, those are points my coach advised me to discuss here, but I hope you have ideas about them.
I think energy or batteries and then
a docking station.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the first point. We already decided that on the
rechargeable batteries,
yeah,
which you can recharge
yeah,
through the docking station.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
if the batteries are dead,
I kind of like your.
You can change them.
Yeah, you got some of those. Wireless mice.
Yeah.
Mouse.
Yeah.
Computer mice. Kind of like those kind of batteries.
Yeah. But it should be, I think, normal batteries, not like two.
No, normal plain batteries you can buy at the supermarket.
Yeah.
Or
simple rechargeable batteries.
What was with the chip on print?
The chip on print? You guys, yeah, I think so. Chip on print with a
pretty
simple, yeah, sim- not simple, but we also discussed that.
Yeah, well, how does that work with an LCD screen? You still have a print?
You always have a print plate.
Thank you, pardon?
Always have a print plate, right?
Yeah, sure,
mm-hmm.
Of course. Yeah.
Always, so. I don't know what we have to decide about that.
Yeah, well, it's a good question. This was in there and I didn't know.
Well, chip on print, I think what they mean with the regular rubber buttons that you got, it's always clear for the remote control when you press a certain button.
Mm-hmm.
But when you got an LCD screen,
yeah,
with no, with not the buttons
but
are not always on the same place. For example, if you enlarge a button, or if you got several options appearing on your screen, the coordinations aren't always the same. When you get a regular button, the button of standby is always on the same place, and you get on the
print plate of LCD screen is more advanced than a normal print plate. So that's not any discussion, I think.
Now you need some kind of CPU, I guess.
I suppose so.
No, I don't know. I don't think
it is a simple CPU, but it
is. Yeah. Okay, but I don't know if
because it has to.
It's quite a simple LCD screen. I think they don't need that big.
But the remote control has to know whether you're in the settings menu or just you just want to turn up the volume.
Yeah. Okay. True. True.
So it has to have some kind of calculation unit or CPU to know in which state you are and which button you are pressing at the right moment.
Mm-hmm. Because we're projecting the buttons on the LCD screen.
And a touchscreen makes it possible to get coordination of your finger and screen. The case, we already discussed the case, we wanted to make it from rubber and
that's a hard rubber like this or soft rubber or
a hard rubber, I think. It's easy to have to
it bounces back from the floor when you
we have different colors.
Yeah, this
your shapes is something between square shapes with round corners and a round shape. No, I think it's more round than square.
Yeah, it's a bit, but I think it should be a bit longer.
I think it meets more the young people than the older people.
Yeah,
but that's what we wanted, huh?
Yeah, that's our target.
It's our main target.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lower than 40 years, I think.
Mm. Well, and how about my idea of making it with one single curve?
Oh, yeah, I thought that was quite good.
Because it's a gadget and you want to show it off, of course.
Yeah, you have a fancy design then. Right away.
If
so
you put it on your table with an LCD screen, you don't have to put it get it in your hand, you can put it next to you and then type it in.
Yeah, that's
a little.
It's not easier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright.
So you did you write that down? And you get a single curved rubber fancy colored remote control.
You can't you can draw it on your paper and then
But I'm
and load it on the news or the server.
And about the user interface, there are also some questions about the concepts. I think you have some ideas.
Yeah,
on
I
that
have.
You showed your drawing.
At least what first one I just remembered managed to go back to the first if you touch options.
Yeah,
you
can
go back to this
other way
now.
So
isn't it better to have the sound and the channel buttons horizontal?
I don't know.
With the minus and the plus. I think it's easier
than I thought it was easier to manage this way. Don't know what they think.
Sorry.
Do you like the buttons horizontal or vertical?
Or sound and
depends on the screen. If you make the screen vertical, it doesn't matter. If you make it in a rectangle.
If you make it like this.
So it's
like
square.
This?
Yeah, sure.
I think it's easier to have it.
Take your time.
Will
leave that to the usability engineering then.
Who's the usability engineering?
That's me.
She's.
She.
I'm going to look if I've got some examples. Because perhaps you should choose what's most often used.
Yeah.
Because they can use that better.
Consistency.
Yeah.
Oh, then I have that. Those
numbers.
Here's our. I don't really know.
Everybody's searching his data.
Channel selection. Per hour 168. Volume selection 4.
But I mean if it's usually plus or min above each other or next to each other on a normal remote.
But how much not much how often it's used, but
what you
depends on the remote.
Looking here here's it's below, here also, and now here's next to each other.
Hmm.
I think I think
because I have two televisions home. One is horizontal, one is vertical. So
yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Depends.
I think the volume is usually above each other because you go higher and down.
No.
And the program is next to each other because you go further and back.
Hmm.
Sure.
That's how it is usually. When I look here.
Okay, let's cut to the chase.
Yeah, well, I think we don't have to decide about that now, where we will put the buttons.
Yeah, it is user interface.
Yeah.
Concept.
This concept is in the actual design. You should know where you move place.
Okay, well.
Speech, shall we implement that?
Yeah, well, we just heard about the new
technology. It's easy for the programmer, you then sit right here.
Yeah.
Thanks
but then you should
yeah.
also find a place. You could, if you do it like this, you could put it in a corner or something.
Hmm.
You can talk into the corner.
A microphone, yeah.
Well, not even necessary, because a lot of you can make a very sensitive microphone. So it makes it possible to just put it around underneath it or on the bottom of the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe at the bottom where you can... And hold it with your hand. That there's also a microphone over there.
But that's not important. I think that's not very important. Just it doesn't matter where the microphone is.
But you should decide when.
Okay.
Right?
Well,
I think where it isn't seen most.
Yeah, indeed, it shouldn't be very.
We could
visible.
Put it in the logo of the company.
Well, maybe just in
the
spot you just
rounded arc.
Point out.
Yeah.
Because I think it should be in an important position where people can see it, because it is the unique idea of our remote, the speech control.
Yeah.
So where do you want to put it?
Or maybe
but it doesn't make it any more fancy, because you get to see...
Actually it does, because you can find it better if you need it.
Yeah, but
it's a way for you to... So it makes it more fancy, because other remotes don't have that.
Yeah.
Are we talking about the button or about the microphone?
But the microphone, there is no button.
The microphone is a very small thing, but you can make it look like it's big, so it's really an important function of the remote.
I think the left under corner should be the best. Where isn't it? It isn't most insightful.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
Well, put it there. I don't mind.
That doesn't really matter.
No. Actually, it doesn't.
Okay.
Alright.
So?
Any more?
Type supplements.
Interface type?
Yeah, well. We already discussed
the
LCD,
supplements. Well, the supplement is
the, like you said, like scroll up next to the remote.
Yeah.
Isn't that handy? I think it's better to just tap what you'd like to do on the screen. If you want to go back, if the back button go back.
Mm.
If you want to choose audio settings, you press audio settings and it goes to that sub menu.
This might not do the thing.
The young people do.
Use the scroll. I think so too. So why not? On side.
Or at least, I don't know if it's really the scroll, but the menu orientated they like most, and I think you can navigate through a menu great with a scroll.
Yeah,
so if you get a settings, if
faster, I think the scroll is easier if you have a lot of options.
Yes.
But if you don't have a lot of options, then
you have a lot of options because when you use
the
settings menu, for example, to look up some channels on your television.
Mm-hmm.
You should scroll down on a menu,
mm-hmm.
which probably does not fit on your screen.
Yeah, okay, true.
So then it's very handy to scroll down.
Mm-hmm.
You make just a rubber, just like on your mouse, or just put it on a side, and it's very easy to use.
And I think it would make it even more fancy because you have another interesting thing on the side which you can touch.
It's also different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's our 5 minutes warning. Any more questions about the design or the user interface or different components? Everyone.
Comfort, clear shapes.
Everybody
clear,
think they
materials
can
clear.
Okay, what's the standard color?
Work for
the standard. Yeah,
is there a standard color?
No, we have different color. How many colors?
You have different colors, but you should have a standard
one.
Color.
I think black is standard.
Yeah, black.
Black.
I think is the standard.
With a yellow,
if you want to be
darker, something like this color or something.
Just a regular
like
and then have different covers to
I
use.
I think it's better to have silver nowadays.
Silver, yeah.
I think we see more silver.
See a lot of
silver.
Silver
and black.
Silver black are our main colors.
Also traditional. So
yeah. I think we have silver, black, and between those, like I don't know, 5 colors between them or something.
Yeah. What about a yellow thing? I mean, it
it's better to
yellow.
Yeah. Could be ugly, but it's definitely fancy.
Red.
That's right.
Yeah.
Green?
But if you use silver, rubber, silver rubber isn't fancy.
True.
When you use titanium, silver is fancy, but when you use silver rubber, it isn't fancy. Silver has to shine, and rubber doesn't shine.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it's made of soft rubber like this.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, I was thinking about colors like red, yellow,
yeah,
blue,
of course,
just
the fruity colors.
Yeah.
And the autumn colors, like red and brown. Now, yeah, dark red
mm-hmm.
and brown.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so.
And do we have to have a normal black one? Or
who's just pinging?
No,
okay.
Who's pinging?
Okay, so that wraps it up. Everybody knows what to do. Well,
I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do. The next meeting is once again in 30 minutes.
Okay.
Here are the individual actions, and especially. Notice that the industrial designer and the user interface are going to work together on prototype drawing on the smart board.
Yeah.
And of course, to all four of us, basic instructions
will
be emailed by
personal
coach.
We'll work together, but do we have to stay here? Or do we
I'd say just wait for email and find out.
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay.
I think we should work.
Okay, well, that was what I had to say.
Yeah, I think
final thoughts from anyone?
No.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Finished.
Thank you very much.
Can
you
talking English now?
Ja, ik zou gewoon lekker wachten op dingen. Tot je e-mails krijgt, joh.
Ja.
Ik heb
al lekker new one
for
you.
Thanks.
Peace out.
Bye.
Okay, well, I'll try to put the minutes in the project folder as soon as possible.
Okay.
Sure.
Hopefully faster this time. Okay, good luck.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Is that here?
here,
yeah. This is a smart board, so.
Yeah. So you have to keep tapping